Hi, is this Melissa Rivers?
Yes, is this Jason?
Yeah, we finally got you.
I thought you were standing me up.
I was. I know. I like to you know, keep you on your feet and see, you know, make you
there you go.
Sweat it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Melissa Rivers, who's going to be coming to the Kennedy Center on Wednesday, June 22nd, for a tribute to her late mother, Joan Rivers. Melissa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, how did this come about? I know it's part of the Kennedy Center's District of Comedy Festival, and there's a bunch of people coming for that with the different events, but how did they get a hold of you for this one?
Through a mutual friend of the people putting it on, and they, you know, it's their big comedy festival, and they'd like to, you know, open it with a tribute to my mom, and she always wanted a Kennedy Center honor or Mark Twain prize, and she never got either, so I thought this is the closest we're going to get to the Kennedy Center.
Why didn't she? You know, you'd think she would, but...
I don't know, you know, who am I to understand the inner workings of that secret cabal?
Well, the quote-unquote secret cabal is now finally doing it, so that's great.
Close enough.
Yeah, we'll take it, we'll take it.
Exactly. Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, exactly. So what exactly do you have planned for this event?
We have, you know, lots of great celebrities and clips and performances by a lot of people that knew my mom. We're going to take a look back at, you know, her life and the different things she's accomplished, and it'll be a night of music and laughs.
Awesome. Are you sort of emceeing this? Is that your role?
I am opening and closing the show.
Okay, okay. Do you have a little sneak peek of what you will be doing?
Well, I will be introducing my mother's favorite child, which is her joke cabinet.
Not you. It's the joke cabinet. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I knew where I was in the pecking order.
Did you have sibling rivalry with the joke cabinet?
I mostly had sibling rivalry with her dogs, but the joke cabinet was definitely in there.
What's the dog's name?
No, she had a number of different dogs.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rivalry continues. You don't even, he who should not be named.
No, exactly. Why give the enemy airtime?
Exactly. This interview is all about Melissa Rivers. Forget the dog. That's awesome. I mean, so just speak to your mother a little bit. You know, what do you think her? You've been probably asked this a million times, but, you know, what's Melissa Rivers' take on why your mom was such a genius at comedy?
You know, you can't really, you know, answer that. You know, I mean, the thing is, she was always current. She was so smart. You know, you can never really put a finger on something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can never really define anything. It's how that particular person looked at the world. And if you could say why it worked, then everybody could do it.
That's true. Yeah, maybe you're born with it. Maybe, I don't know what it is, but you're right. Everybody would do it if we knew the answer.
Exactly.
That's for sure. What about, not when she was on stage, what about, you know, behind the scenes? Is there, you know, tell our listeners sort of what it was like interacting. Was she just as funny, you know, at home when you're visiting her and that sort of thing?
Well, you know, my mother was always very funny. My father was very funny. You know, we grew up in a household, you know, with a lot of laughter. You know, our sense of humor ran toward sort of the ironic and the dark and the absurd behind the scenes and looking at life going, are you kidding me? And that was just sort of how I was raised looking at life.
Yeah. Do you ever catch yourself saying anything or looking in the mirror and say, oh my God, that was just like my mom?
Oh, all the time. You know, when you become a parent is when that really hits you.
Yeah.
Is you find yourself saying things that your parents said or your parents did, and oh my God, I do that all the time.
did she have sort of a, you know, any good, like, family stories that she would bring with her out into the comedy world?
Oh, my father and I were constant fodder for her material. As was being, you know, once I had Cooper, my son was being, you know, being a grandmother also became fodder for her act. She always drew on what was going on in her life.
Yeah, for sure. How long since she passed? Was it a year ago?
Not even 2 years. It will be 2 years in September. It's, what, 19 months?
Yeah. Well, sorry. So sorry again for your loss.
Thank you so much.
It never gets easier, I guess, just with time. But, yeah, I mean, any...
You know, grief is tricky. It ebbs and flows.
Yeah. How are you working through that now? It's been a year and a half, right?
You know, like anybody else. You have your moments, and some days are good, and some days are bad, and some days it seems like... forever, and some days it feels like yesterday. You know, grief is a it's a process.
Yeah,
for sure. And there's no way to speed it up.
Yeah, it worked itself out in its own time. Well, we're all behind you, and we're all pulling for you, and, you know, thinking about you all the time.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, well, back to the show then. So
yeah, it's going to be so much fun. We have Jordan Sparks performing and Rachel Bloom performing and Bob Saget and Dick Cavett and tons of, you know, film clips from people. I mean, we have Billy Eichner, Aubrey Plaza. I mean, Jeff Ross. The list goes on and on of people who are going to be appearing. And then, you know, we have tape pieces from tons of different celebrities, everybody from Lily Tomlin and Barry Manilow to, you know, I mean, the list is just incredible.
Yeah. Why do you think so many these celebs decided to jump on board here? I mean, I'm sure it's, you know, they hear your mother's name and they're like, oh, I'm there. They don't even have to think about it. But, you know, why do you think they were each, you know, touched by her work?
Well, I mean, just looking at the list of the people who are coming and the people who want, you know, finally we had to start saying no to the different tape pieces. Because she touched so many people, and she worked with so many people, and she influenced so many people.
Yeah, for sure. How about yourself? What do you got going on down the pipeline after this? Or is Fashion Police, you're still going to be involved with that?
Fashion Police is going strong, so that's all really good. And I've got a couple other shows about to come out and starting to work on my next book and, you know, staying super busy.
Do you know what the next book's going to be?
Oh, I can't tell that yet.
Well, what about your most recent one? Because you're a bestseller.
Yeah, I am. Who knew?
Remind us what that one was called and how
it's actually out in paperback now. It's called The Book of Joan, Tales of Mirth, Mischief, and Manipulations.
What's a juicy tidbit from that we might give us a little teaser? If we pick up a copy of that, why should we pick that up?
Oh, because it's funny. Because it's funny and you'll understand why I believe in medication.
I believe in medication after just us trying to set up this interview.
There you go. That's nothing. That was a normal morning for me.
No, anytime. No, it keeps us on our toes.
Yeah, and you and I were the ones. It was all this the ridiculous intermediaries.
Right. We got to get rid of the middlemen.
Yeah. First of all, I finally was just like, just give him my number. Well, no, because he has to call this number, and then you call that number, and then we patch you in. It's like, oh, just give him my number.
I'm sure they're all lovely people. And
they
are
all amazing and wonderful and lovely people and doing their job how they are technically supposed to do it. But at one point, you're like, come on, people, just cut the crap. Let's just get on the phone.
Yeah, well, a lot of balls in the air, so we understand. But we appreciate the patience and, you know, finally getting through here and, yeah, giving me your number, so let's get this done. I like it.
Yeah, but no stalking, okay?
No, we're not going to do that, and I won't stand you up anymore.
You know what? You do not make it easy on a girl.
All right. Well, we'll try to improve on that. But anything else? Well, I mean, why else should our if our listeners are in the car driving to work and they say, oh, I love Joan Rivers, I love Melissa Rivers. Why? What's
because
the final
it's going to be an incredible evening. It's going to be filled with laughs and fun and music and amazing clips, and you're going to walk out just in a great mood, and it's a wonderful tribute, and you know, the Kennedy Center is an amazing place.
Definitely. All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for taking the time, Melissa.
Thank you so much.